We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
BECU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers, so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
Todd Peach. Todd Peach. Todd Peach.
That's right. He's here. He's rocking. Todd Peach, everybody, from BECU.org. And listen, you know what BECU is. It's a great, great credit union. If you live, you work, you attend school here in Washington State, you can be a member of BECU. Just check him out, BECU.org. And now this Todd guy, you're like, why do I got to listen to him? Well, you know, for the past 25 years, Todd's been, you know, messing around in the money world.
Yeah, I've made my mistakes. I can share them all, BJ.
That's exactly what it's all about.
It's what it's all about.
So yeah. Todd is actually the senior manager of business development. It is a promotion that I recommended as a member of BECU. I remember I put in the suggestion box, how about that Todd guy?
Is that what it was?
Hey, what about that guy? And if you have a question for a long time now, which I think is really exciting, we've had Todd come on the show because really, I think Todd, when we were in the recession last time is when I said, you know what, we got to get somebody on the show that can help us out.
Yeah.
And now, of course, we're hearing the R word again, which is, I never thought it would come right around so quickly that you and I have known each other, but it's being bandied about. People are nervous. Do you have anything you're telling anybody at the world of BECU about all this?
I mean, the economy is going to go up and it's going to go down. This is actually the longest time since we haven't had a recession for a while, to be quite honest.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, and nobody knows when it's going to happen. I mean, a couple years ago, they were saying now, right? Now they're saying 2021.
So, yeah.
You just got to be in it for the long haul. Get yourself set. Focus on the future. And just, you know, if you're investing, if you have a long time horizon, if markets do go down, we do have a recession, if you're buying stuff on sale, honestly. And if you're a younger generation, you actually want that, because you're gonna, if you're contributing, as you should, on a monthly basis, you're buying at a lower cost. So
yeah, so
not a bad thing.
When it go, if you don't get out before it goes down, because I mean that's what scares a lot of people, is some of those big money people just start taking their money out of the stock market, and that's when everyone gets crazy. And then people like us who just have our mutual funds, maybe we start seeing, oh man, now everything's going down. But you're saying hold on to that, don't go crazy.
Yep.
But then at that low price, buy more of that since it's going to go up and it's a discount.
Yeah. It's on sale. But no, if you're in retirement, it's different, right?
Yeah.
So if you're in retirement, you should not have all your money in the market. You should have a plan put in place so you can weather those storms and not have to sell when the market is down. But
is that a gradual thing that you recommend, Todd? Like you're in your 20s, you do something, then revisit it in your 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond?
Yeah. There's actually funds if you're looking for something like that. They call them target date funds. And it'll be like a 2030, 2040, 2050, whatever. And those funds automatically get more conservative as you get older.
Oh, nice.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does
make
sense.
So for somebody who's looking for the easy way, want to be done, and a lot of companies' 401ks will actually default to the target date fund based upon your age if you haven't dictated where to put that money.
Oh, that's a very cool idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes it a lot easier.
They're low cost. They're a great, something you want to definitely look into and consider.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999 if you have a question for Todd from BECU.org.
So he just texted, what's the best way to invest $5,000 short term?
Short term.
Well, do we have our short term emergency fund sitting on the side right away?
I don't know.
I mean,
give it to me and I'll I'll hold it for you.
That's an interesting question. Like somebody wanted to invest money short term.
There is no. You're not going to make money on a short term basis.
There's no get rich quick schemes.
Unless you want to, you know. Well, follow Joe to Vegas. You know, we could probably.
Yeah, that's a high risk.
Go with your son.
Yeah.
Well, it's a high risk for you, not for your son.
Yeah.
It's your money.
But that is, you know what? That if
you're all in black, and
you're absolutely right, Todd. I mean, you could double your money, but it's very high risk. You could also lose all your money.
Yeah.
Can we have one episode of this with Todd Peach where every question is answered with you telling someone to go to Vegas and gamble?
That'd be great.
Maybe like on April Fool's Day. Bad advice from Todd Peach.
That's where the returns are at. Ask Joe.
That is where they're. But you know what, Todd? That is a great example of high risk, high return. You know, when people, when there's these schemes out there, because I have been approached by so many people, we have friends, and we, the direct marketing people, AKA maybe a pyramid scheme, where it looks like you're going to make a lot of money. And in reality, it's always too good to be true. So, I mean, can you tell people what a reasonable investment is supposed to give back and also the duration you should expect for you to be in that?
Well, I can tell you the S&P, the market, total market, as defined by the Standard & Poor's, you're looking at an annual return of between 8 and 10% on an annual basis over the long term. So last year, we were down 10, 11%. Recession, we were down 30, 40%. You know, 2 years ago, we were up 23%. So on average, you could probably count on about that 8-ish, maybe 9-ish to 10-ish percent on long term.
And when you say long term, are we talking over the course of 20 years, 30 years?
I mean, the market is over 80 some, but yeah, I mean, over a 5 to 10 year period, you should come around there. Unless we have a prolonged recession, then it might, you know, it could be. But
so 8 to 10% over, say, like you said, a 10 year period is reasonable.
If you're in your 20s and 30s and you're mostly in the market, absolutely.
And that's not very glamorous, even though it's still good, because if you can keep putting money in. But that's not a glamorous, you know, I get 10% more than I had. Doesn't sound glamorous to a lot of these get-rich-quick people.
No, but we all want instant gratification. We want everything. We want to spend today. We want our investments today. We want our money today. We're not willing to wait, but it's the patience that pays off in the long term.
Yeah, I had a guy tell me who was a former venture capitalist for Vulcan who told me that if it's like a 100 or beyond percent return in a short amount of time, it's probably illegal.
Yes. I would agree.
Which is always...
Well, gambling's not elite, you know.
Respect, but that's
a good point.
That's the only place you can go to get that kind of return.
That's right.
But you know the risk. I mean, we all know you put all their money on black. That's high risk.
Yes.
Yeah. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Joe and Tequila, you're on with Todd from BECU.org. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, Joe. You're on with Todd Peach. Go ahead, buddy.
Hi there. Hi, Todd. How's it going?
Good morning, Joe.
Basically,
great.
I was thinking, I have feelings like about, you know, 2 to 3 weeks before each one of these market goes down. Is it wise to go on one of those feelings before it goes down and move it into 401k savings, watch for it to go down, and then move it back into the stock market?
The problem is nobody can time the market. Nobody knows when that is going to be, when it's going to go down.
What kind of feeling do you get? Like a little tingly in the belly? I mean, seriously. I mean, honestly, I mean, I think
I see the market going up and I'm like, wow, it's getting high. My 401k is getting high. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I see something's going to happen. And then I'm like, I'm going to do the Todd Peach thing and I'm just going to hold on.
Mm-hmm. How old are you, Joe?
And then I'm 49, almost 50.
Okay. So I'm kind of getting the feeling that maybe you're not sleeping as good at night. Maybe those investments might be a little bit too risky for you, for your comfort level.
Well, and then also my brother keeps on telling me that I shouldn't be really doing a 401k because I don't know what I'm going to be taxed at when I collect it compared to if I was like only putting in just enough to get the money that my company puts in at the end of the year.
Hey Joe, how rich is your brother?
He coaches insurance companies.
But financially, you mean? Like he's their financial advisor?
Right.
Well, then
he's a coach.
Well, if he's a financial advisor, then you probably should listen to him if he's actually a professional financial advisor. Unlike my brother, who's not and still might want to give me financial advice. So we all have that kind of family member who has no money but tells you how to manage it. Yeah. But if your brother's legitimate, I mean, Todd, financial advisor is somebody that knows their stuff really, you know, should be who you're listening to if you're not a professional yourself.
If they're a fiduciary, so they have your best interest in mind. That's the big thing.
Oh, fiduciary.
Yes.
That's what I called Steve, but I didn't know that was a good word.
They have to have that fiduciary responsibility. It means that they have to act in your best interest. Now, if they're going to send you, if they sell insurance or advise insurance and they want to sell you an annuity, I would get a second opinion. But, Joe, back to your question, I think the if you, you know, putting it in the 401k, yes, it's going to be, you're not going to be paying taxes on that today, but you will in the future. If you qualify from an income perspective, a Roth is another way to look at. We've talked about
that. At 49 years old, is that a wise thing at this point?
I mean, it depends on his situation and what his goals are and what he's trying to do. Because that Roth, it does not have minimum required minimum distributions when you're 70 or 69 and a half.
Nice.
So unlike the 401k is going to. So it can be a good idea, because then you may not need that till you're in, you know, mid-70s or 80s. So then we now have time. So it can work in your favor, but it's a case-by-case basis.
Yeah, I was told I was too old for a Roth because, you know, I mean, how many years I got left? That's what everybody keeps telling me. How many years you got left?
But I think in your case, too, I don't think you qualified from an income perspective.
I don't qualify for anything but that. I don't even qualify for the early bird special, Todd. I'm in that. I'm a tweener. You know, I'm tween a young guy and an old guy. I'm right there in the middle.
We get our AARP discounts, don't we?
So I don't know. Do we? I haven't even joined. Oh, I got to join.
Yeah, you should join.
I had no idea.
You get some food.
Okay, you want to come along, Steve?
Oh, I'll follow along. I'll ride those coattails for some free buffet.
Let's go to Danny in Seattle. Danny, you are on with from BECU.org. Go ahead.
Hey, so I have this issue. I was in a relationship, and we had one of those portable storage units that my ex had gotten, and she decided, since it was mostly my stuff in there, that she wanted the money back, and she told the bank that I stole her credit card, so they would refund her all the money, and the account would get repoed. Now, I've got this on my credit, and I can't get the bank to investigate it because I'm not an actual customer. They told me to contact the police, but the police just said they didn't have any information about it. So I've got this on my credit, and I can't get rid of it.
Man, dude, that's a...
And the bank is your bank.
So I don't understand. So you have the storage unit that she put on your credit card?
She put it on her card. I have the contract that shows she's the one who opened this account. She's the one who gave the card to the storage company. Then she decided to spite me. She was going to say I stole her card. So they refunded her. So this is felony credit card fraud. There's $750. It's $750. Now this is on my credit, and your bank won't investigate it because I'm not your customer. Told me to contact the police, but the police won't do anything about it. So I've got this fraud in my name due to your bank, and your fraud department won't help me. So what should I do?
I mean, if you want to go to BJ's page, pull me up, email me. I can look into it. I can't promise we can do anything more, but we'll certainly look into it.
And Danny, I hate to tell you this.
That's all I want.
Yeah. I hate to tell you this, Danny, but if you don't get a lawyer, you need to get a lawyer. Because
I'm going to get divorce lawyers for men.
I mean, there's that, but also... You might have to get a lawyer. I mean, Todd will do his best, like he said, but you might have to get a lawyer that can go through the proper channels to finally open the right doors so that somebody investigates this. Unfortunately, it's a legal thing, and I mean,
I'm going to do that too.
But yeah. I mean, I appreciate it. I think part of the problem we have is it's the dollar amount. There's so many things going on out there that the police just don't have the resources.
Yeah, for $750, but then it is on his credit.
Yeah,
which
and
really
that's a
sucks.
Different. I think those are kind of two separate. Things that you can deal with, right?
It does suck. I mean, it is tough that, unfortunately, you know, with such a low amount, somebody could go and ruin somebody's life like this, and he falls right through the cracks of everything.
Yeah.
Which is a bummer.
Agreed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but the thing in life is if something's important enough to you, you'll probably have to pay a little bit of dough in order to get it fixed. And I can only tell you, I've had to do that. I mean, in order to get some stuff righted in my life, the amount of money that I've had to pay that really I shouldn't have had because it was such a small thing. Mm-hmm. But if I want it righted, I was like, all right, I got to go to the lawyer. I got to get it done. So, but Todd, I appreciate that you at least will try to look
into
it for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like Todd said, if you go to KISW.com, scroll down, you'll see the banner with Todd's smiling face. That is where you can click on the link, email Todd, as well as you'll be taken to a page with a lot of great free resources for a lot of your financial questions.
Yeah, and it might be that there's nothing. Our hands might be tied in this case, too, so I don't know. So that's where
legality comes in.
Yes.
Yeah, it's...
Yes. We want to do everything we can, but sometimes we're not able to because our hands are tied as well. So,
well, at least you'll be able to tell them the next step.
Yep.
All right, cool. Well, just email Todd, and we've run out of time, so if anybody has any more questions, just email Todd. And Todd, as usual, buddy, good to see you.
Likewise, BJ.
BECU.org. Make sure you go check them out. It's a great credit union. Does everything a bank does except, give you a hard time and maybe take some of your money. They actually look out for you. And anybody can join BECU. If you live, work, or attend school here in Washington State, that's all you got to do. becu.org.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.